So I'm here in a cinema with Nick Jankel from We Create. He's just been talking to Collaborate Cornwall 2012 about his thoughts on collaboration and how society and the way business is working is changing to be more collaborative. And Nick, just first of all, explain some of your thoughts. You were talking about some of the dangers, some of the risks, as well as some of the benefits.
Yes. Yeah, so collaboration is sort of all the rage at the moment. And what I really believe it's not a fad, it's here to stay. It's a deeper structural change in how society is organized, and because of that it forces all organizations, whether they're non-profits, social enterprises, for-profits, whatever size or scale of the organization, that has to change with it if it's going to thrive in a network society. And one of the driving forces, obviously, of the network society is the internet. And the way it allows individuals and smaller groups to share knowledge, to club together, to find like minds. And the balance of power has shifted from people with expensive degrees, high class, rich. The balance of power is moving away from those people to the individual in their bedroom, in their office, in their home office. And it's also driven really by the necessity. So at the moment, the world's extremely complex, getting complexer by the year. And at the same time, our time and our attention is very scarce, and the amount of money available to us is very scarce. So if you want to grow and you want to do something big, then you go, well, do I have enough money to do it? Can I get a bank loan? Probably not. Can I fund it myself? Well, no, because I'm at capacity, I'm working so hard. And do I have enough knowledge about this new area? Can I get perfect knowledge? Well, no, because it's so complex. How am I ever going to get knowledge? Well, I could pay for an advisor, but that's another expense. So what it drives you to realize is collaboration is the key to creating growth, particularly if you're a small and medium-sized enterprise.
You were talking about private, public, and collaborative, all those sorts of areas, and the good points and the bad points, and how if we bring different areas together, we can focus in on all the good points.
Yes, there are strengths and weaknesses with every single sector of the economy. So the private sector is very fast and agile and ingenious, but it also can be very greedy, and it can be little shonky morals around. The government can be a wonderful vision full of justice, social justice and scale, but also can be very intransigent and inert. And the third sector has so much passion, compassion, all these wonderful things, but it also can have issues of its own, including amazing lack of effectiveness and efficiency. But if you can bring all the good points together and get businesses working with charities, working with government to scale up ideas, to have ideas, to understand people and the way they work, which third sector can do, create ideas which the private sector can do, and then scale them, which the government can do, you actually get the opportunity to create fundamental shifts in how things are done. The caveat of that is the collaboration economy is not something you can do by using the old ways of thinking. You can't step into a collaboration and be an autocrat. You can't step in and be all about yourself. You can't tell people how to be in a collaboration because they're independent. They're not your employees. They're not your suppliers. They are different people. You have to respect them. So whether you're the prime minister or a sole trader, it doesn't really matter. You have to be able to meet people at a sense of equality, a sense of listening, deep listening to them, sharing your intentions, sharing your fears and concerns about what could go wrong, about where you're at in your own personal life journey. And you have to be ready to have all these conversations to actually find collaborations that are going to work.
So if you're going to give one tip to businesses working in the old style, let's say, and give them a tip about how to move from the old style into the new style, what would you say to them?
The first one is really simple, is start networking. Get out more. Get out of your own office. Go and meet people. Go to networking events that have nothing to do with, you think, with your business. Get online. Meet people through Facebook, LinkedIn, through notice boards about the things you're interested in. That's the first thing. But in terms of a mindset shift, I guess the biggest one is open up. Really learn what it feels like to open up your beliefs, your ideas, some of them you've treasured for a long time, and put them on the table for debate and for sharing. And if you open up and you continuously make an effort to open up, then you will start to realize that you are leading in your area, your field, and not following.
Nick Jankel, thank you very much.
Thank you.